This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, we're going to talk about a couple news releases that came out from two different exploration companies. I know our audience is very familiar with one of these companies, and the other one, if anyone has been reading any of the articles put out by my next guest, John Kaiser, you will be familiar with this first company we talk about. So, John, I've been reading over some of your missives that you sent to subscribers. One company that you have outlined in the past and just recently came out with a news release is Serengeti Resources, traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol SIR. The recent news release from Serengeti is entitled, Serengeti Drills 2.0 Grams Per Ton Gold Equivalent Over 438 Meters at Kawanka Central Zone, expands footprint of mineralized system. John, I know that you took time, read over this news release. Can you give us, first of all, a little background on Serengeti for our listeners that don't know much about the company, and then we'll get into what these drill results mean from a geological perspective.
All right. Well, Serengeti owns 100% of the Kawanka project in central British Columbia, where they made a grassroots discovery in 2007 that sent the stock up to $450, and they raised in the process of $0 and outlined a resource. They had very good copper and gold grades. However, at the end of the day, by 2013, when they produced a preliminary economic assessment, it was a combined open pit underground mining operation that just didn't work at the metal prices that we ended up with, even the ones today where we have gold back at the $1,300 plus. The project, however, attracted the attention of POSCO's subsidiary, Daewoo. They were interested in copper concentrate feeds, had the idea, well, maybe we can develop this as an underground mine and build a central milling facility that gets payback from this thing and then feed it with other copper deposits in this area. So they finally, after a year of negotiating, closed this deal, and they only earned 35% by spending $8 million. And this year they decided to drill three holes, one a hole to see where the main central zone, how far down plunge it extends, a second one at a different angle, and that one has turned out to be a very good hole. And then they discovered a IP anomaly at a depth of 400 meters, deeper than they drilled to the north, a substantial sulfide system. So they drilled one hole in that to see what that was made of. And today's news release that came out are the results for those three holes.
So, John, let's talk about kind of the headline hole, and this is K177. That is the hole that they outlined in the title of this 2 grams per ton gold equivalent, which is comprised of 0.71% copper and 0.83 grams per ton gold. This is over 438 meters, so nice long strike length on this drill intercept. But is this high enough grade in your eyes? What does this prove to you for the company moving forward as a potential investor?
These grades are high enough to support an underground mining operation. The hole is basically drilled through the known resource. So in a sense, there is nothing new about this hole and what it says about the deposit, which is why perhaps the market is not reacting. If this was a brand new first wildcat hole, the stock would be rocketing with results like that. What the company did was drill this hole from a different angle than all the other holes were drilled that delineated the resource, on the suspicion that there may be a fabric within the ore that, if drilled from this angle, will better reveal the gold and copper content. And they seem to have gotten a positive answer to this. And, of course, you say, okay, well, $20 million spent drilling this in the in this other direction. I guess the deposit would have looked a lot better today if they'd done this right from the start. So this feeds into Daewoo's belief that the resource is understated, and I think this is going to be enough encouragement for them in the new year to step to the next stage. They spent $1.2 million this year. The next stage is $7.2 million, and that's a firm commitment. So this hole is very good in basically keeping this project on track.
All right, so it sounds like a company that people should be following for the next drill results, and these holes, well, they are headline-worthy, are not necessarily company makers right now. Let's switch over to another company that's been getting a fair bit of attention on our website, and this is New Legacy Gold. I chatted with James Anderson recently. He mentioned the recent news that came out a couple months ago that Barrick would not be exercising their option to further take a higher percentage in the property, that they were essentially partners with New Legacy. They're actually stepping back, and New Legacy now owns 100%. I stated at the time that I thought this was a positive development for the company because it now opens itself up to other funds, other money managers that might want a larger position in the company. John, take us through what New Legacy, the news that they came out with on the 20th.
Well, back in 2012, I visited the project, and they still had it under option from Barrick. And they were focused on the iceberg zone, which is near surface, sort of like 0.6 to 1 gram per ton oxidized material. But what was very intriguing back then was what they call the avocado anomaly, which was under the gravels in the basin, a deep IP anomaly, usually indicative of a sulfide system, but really no evidence as to whether it's mineralized and just full of pyrite and stuff like that. In 2014, while they were still earning their interest, they drilled a hole on the edge of this anomaly and came back with all the Carlin-type toxics, but very little gold. So it was a bit of a disappointment. After Barrick declined to claw back 70% and then sold the 30% interest to New Legacy for about 32 million shares, the company was finally fully in charge of this project, has already attracted substantial institutional shareholders. And this year they drilled two holes into the IP anomaly. And the first one that came out a couple of weeks ago was about 200 meters of 0.25 gram per ton. And it was at a depth of about 400 meters. That's not worth anything, because this would have to be developed as an underground mine. However, it is evidence that this sulfide system is Carlin type, does have gold smoke in it, and now the next question is, where has the gold concentrated into a Gold Rush or Cortez Hills type of grades, 10 gram or better? And they reported a second hole drilled 650 meters to the east, and it also has gold mineralization in it. They believe it's an uplifted block. The mineralization, the host is more similar to the iceberg mineralization. But this avocado anomaly is now back on track as pregnant with gold, and this deserves a lot of deep holes probably next year when they get back into it. And this could be the next Cortez Hills or Gold Rush type discovery in this part of Nevada.
So, John, in under a minute, what are you expecting to come out of New Legacy in the future? It sounds like next year, in terms of drill results. What would impress you?
Well, they are currently planning to produce a resource estimate for the iceberg zone, and they hope to come up with 1 million ounces, approaching 1 gram per ton. And this becomes, your bread and butter optionality play. It's something the institutions can point to. But I think they might drill one or two more scalp holes into this anomaly this season if they can get the additional funds for it. But I would expect next year a major program, drill a number of holes, and hope that finally we get the kind of intersection that says we've got the high grade.
All right, John. Always enjoyable hearing your updates on some of the recent news that have come out from some exploration companies. Everybody go check out John's website, heiserresearch.com. Thanks for your time, John. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. And we're going to shift focus a little bit away from gold, but still focus on natural resources. One in particular being lithium. There's a lot of conversation around lithium. It's been a market that has drawn a lot of investors' attention recently, thanks to a lot of the progress in batteries. That's why I have on the line with me Sean Broderick, the natural resource specialist for the Oxford Club and the editor of the Oxford Resource Explorer. Sean, let's get into the lithium market here. Demand is picking up, but mostly interest for investment purposes in lithium, I would say, is at probably the highest level I've ever seen it at. What are some of your comments on the general market trends we are seeing for lithium right now?
Well, one thing that's really making people stand up and really take notice is that out of Wall Street and also other places, estimates of the demand are just going higher and higher and higher. Goldman Sachs, in fact, Macquarie, they said global demand for lithium will double between now and 2020. Can you imagine that happening to any commodity, what that will do to the price? Because you simply can't build mines fast enough. Lithium is used in, like, so many things, aircraft parts, grease, glass, paint. But what we use it for more and more is for batteries in, like, all kinds of things, but especially cars. Electric cars are, like, running on them. And so everybody's heard about this big factory they are building in, like, Nevada now, and that will be for a Tesla. But that's only one of about a dozen that are being built. In Asia, they have a huge tsunami of interest in, like, lithium and electric cars like you wouldn't believe, partly because they're choking on their own air. They have to do something, right? So there's all this demand that people can see coming down the road. It will drive up the price of lithium, but at the same time, the price of electric cars will be going down. That may seem counterintuitive, but what it is, there's so many other factors that go into a car, including automation, which is advancing more and more, how they build the cars, that they expect that within 10 years, the price of an electric car will be quite competitive, just as cheap as one that runs on gasoline. So you can get a car that you don't have to fill up that runs around. So that's when they think we'll see this huge shift in, like, what people buy. I mean, now, of course, that won't work for everyone, but for a large part of the market, that's going to be enough. They'll just need that electric car. And in, like, Asia, they are just pushing this. There are huge government programs to push this stuff along. And so that means the race is on. Right now there are three big companies, FMC, SQM, and Albemarle. They pretty much control the bulk of the lithium supply. There's also a big Chinese company, but you can't buy that one here in the U.S., so I really wouldn't worry about it. And they are now working with small companies trying to expand and actually bring to market new mines. And so it's these small companies that I'm looking at. In fact, October 9th, I'll be flying to Nevada to look at a whole bunch of, like, lithium projects out there, because that is ground zero for the lithium gold rush here in the U.S. There are some really fantastic properties and projects out there that they might not be producing now, but they are going to be, and not just to feed that one big factory, but to feed all those factories that are being built. So it's actually quite exciting.
So, Sean, when looking at lithium companies, because it might be a new sector for a lot of our audience, are there any certain areas, even outside of Nevada? Because I do know that Nevada is very popular with this big factory being put in by Tesla. But are there any certain jurisdictions that are a bit more, let's say, lithium rich?
Well, sure. Certainly down in, like, South America, they have this big triangle area. It's split between Chile and Argentina and, I believe, Bolivia. I'd have to look at my notes on that. But and so that's where the big three are, like, operating and stuff. And so people might say, well, they haven't sewn up. No, they don't. Actually, there's plenty of opportunity there. I was speaking to a guy who's on the board of a company that is doing projects here in the U.S., but he was just down in Argentina 2 days ago because there's a chance for them to do projects down there as well. So there's tremendous opportunity. There's a lot of this stuff, you know, it's just been idle because we really didn't have this demand before, but people can see the demand coming. And so now that this is when money starts to really get active. And sure, you know, those guys who, like, run the companies, they're in first, so they'll make the most money. That's absolutely true. But there is opportunities for small investors because many of these things, they run up and they pull back, and they run up and they pull back. If you can buy one of those pullbacks, the odds are it's going to run up again, and they keep going higher and higher each time. So that could be a good thing. I mean, not that you should put all your money into it, but you can actually do pretty well, I think.
So, Sean, when you're looking at these different companies, are you looking at these explorers that you think could either go into production in a very short-term basis, or are you looking for these explorers that are going to take their time to explore and, let's say, more or less verify a much larger deposit?
Well, I look at both. There are companies that are being that are going to bring new projects online. They're basically in South America, also Australia as well. And there are some great lithium companies over there, and I expect good things from them. But longer term, again, if the demand for this stuff is actually going to double by 2020, then these explorers who are out there doing, you know, pretty much basic work right now, there's going to be people knocking on their doors, and they might only have a couple drill holes. That's one of the things that my trip to Nevada is actually going to figure out. Who's actually ahead? You know, I mean, who's actually moving up and, like, all the stuff? And if any of them have a track record of success, that's one thing I will look for as well, because that shows you that if they've done it once, they can actually do it again. I think that you need to look across the spectrum. You can certainly be selective. In fact, one of my friends was telling me just the other day about a company that passes itself off as a lithium explorer, but it was a medical marijuana company not too long ago. So for Pete's sake, be careful about what you buy, because some of these are just real estate companies with some kind of salesman on top. But the ones that are doing the good hard work, you know that they'll have people knocking on their door, and that's something that can probably do pretty well for you.
That's a very, very important thing for all investors to consider, is that when you have these hot sectors like lithium is, and rightfully so, when you see the demand that will be coming in these sectors, you do see a lot of these almost salesman-like type people, like you mentioned there, Sean, that shift into these sectors and try to ride this wave without actually producing anything of substance or building a company. It is important to dig down on the history of these companies and realize that, you know what, if they were a medical marijuana company not that long ago, might not be the best investment right now. Look into the management teams, make sure they are reputable and not ones that have just run companies up and then pretty quickly switch them over to another hot sector. Sean, we're going to have you right back for the next segment.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back, Corey. That was a great, great commentary with Mr. Broderick here on lithium. I don't know a lot about lithium. I'm also not invested at this point in time in lithium at all. But what I am invested in right now is the conventional markets, and certainly gold for sure, which is not in the conventional markets, in my opinion. Having said that, Sean, you were talking when we were chatting off mic about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. There's a huge disconnect there, and I think that was brought up. Number one, it's brought out by the numbers that are coming out right now, and by the numbers that have been coming out for maybe the last, maybe the last year or what have you, even longer than that. But having said that, I thought the statement by the Fed last Wednesday when they were talking about not lowering rates, I think their rationale says it all. When they said, you know what, we're not going to raise rates. We think the economy is looking pretty good, but we're not really sure. It hasn't proven to us that it's done that. If Janet Yellen was going to do anything to retain any credibility at all, she would have raised interest rates. Even the Fed at this moment in time realizes that there is a huge disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street.
The Fed, I mean, that's just a disaster. In fact, I had a story about that, and I called it Rashomon on the Potomac, where they keep trotting out one Fed governor after another to tell a completely self-serving and, like, contradictory story. I think they're just trying to keep the market confused because they don't want to raise rates, but they want people to think they will. But one reason they don't want to raise rates is because of what's happening with the real economy, not the Wall Street economy, which is floating higher on this big infusion of cash from all these central banks around the world. I mean, they're doing fine. But in the real world, things aren't so good. We've had housing numbers go down 2 months in a row. We had the manufacturing numbers go down in the last month. And the ISM services number was the worst one in years.
51.
Yeah. Just like it has been a whole bunch of things for the real economy that I think both Wall Street and Washington don't want to focus on. They want to focus on all the good time happy stuff, but I think the real people actually know what's going on.
Well, John, just to elaborate on what the Fed did come out and say, when Yellen and the statement from the Fed said that they see some improvements in the economy, it was interesting to actually read what their projections were, because they cut long-term rate projections, medium growth projections, and inflation projections. So the story around the markets, I think, continues to be this easy money policy that gets stuck in a top-down system at the top, at big corporate levels, at the bank levels, and in the financial markets. But this is why these markets continue to be levitated. And quite frankly, I think this is why the Fed and other central banks continue to have these very easy money policies. I don't see this changing, especially globally. When you look at Europe, when you look at Japan, even when you look at China, I don't see this easy money policy changing anytime soon. Do you?
No, because there is no inflation. In fact, Yellen said that she thinks inflation might hit 2% in the next 2 to 3 years. That's basically saying there's no inflation, you know, because they can't predict what's going to happen. 2 to 3 years from now, nobody's going to remember anything. So she's just throwing it way out there. Over in China, the goods that they send us, prices have been going down month after month after month for over a year now. And so there's a lot of deflation around the world. It scares them out of the wits. Japan's central bank actually had a big announcement yesterday before our Fed. Now they're on to something called QQE, not just QE, QE. And they kind of gave up with the big old money cannons, or at least they say they have. And now they're going to focus on, like, actually having rates of bonds at, like, certain levels. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. And the fact that gold went up after that shows that the market doesn't think they'll do it, and they'll go back to the money cannons. And meanwhile, when gold took off after Yellen spoke, it's just because it looks like she's throwing up her hands too. They aren't going to do anything. And so that just means we're back into this easy money cycle, as you just said.
Well, addressing gold too with some of the drivers that we've seen this year, a couple of the main ones have been, I think, the continued easy money policy, obviously, but that's an ongoing driver for gold throughout this whole year. But earlier on, in the beginning of summer, the Brexit vote, that helped pop gold above 1,300, where we seem to have stabilized and held above that level. And now we have more central bank announcements that are continuing to lend support to gold. They're not helping gold break out, but they are supporting it. What other drivers do you see in the general economy for either gold or the conventional markets, whether it be up or down for either of those assets?
Well, I will tell you something that is missing right now and is missing ingredient for gold, and that is in India, in China. We haven't seen the big consumer demand for jewelry that we normally see this time of year. That's actually been absent. There has been a lot of buying, but it's been from investors and also central banks. They're actually buying quite a lot of gold, probably because they're really worried about the U.S. dollar, frankly. So we don't see that. So if the consumers start to buy more jewelry, start to actually pick this stuff up, that'll be the thing that actually moves up the price of gold. If that will happen, I don't know. Right now, it seems to be kind of stalled, waiting on events. But also, we have the election coming up, and no matter which way you feel about the election, Vanity Fair had a great story, which I would recommend anyone read, about what the big money on Wall Street is doing, and they are scared to death of Trump. Not that they like Hillary anymore, but they can predict her. They can predict what she'll do. Trump, they have no idea, and that uncertainty scares them. And so I think they're actually just having these huge cash hoards that they're sitting on until after the election. So maybe they'll actually purchase gold ahead of the election. I don't know, because I'm not a mind reader. But you have to think these are people who actually want to protect their money now. They aren't in an expansive mood. And so we'll just have to see where they take things. But we could see some real volatility around that as well.
Well, Trump definitely is the wild card in this election coming up. Plus, I think he provides that uncertainty that usually benefits gold. Let's get back to the economy here, Sean, and talk about some of the recent stats in terms of housing in the U.S. These housing numbers have been on a bit of a decline, even after some of the housing numbers were actually doing pretty well at the tail end of last year. Even throughout the last couple of years, there was a bit of a recovery going on. Do you think this recovery is starting to roll over?
Well, I don't know. It's certainly starting to slow down, maybe waiting for another catalyst. But the thing about the housing numbers, they came up with the worst excuse. They said, well, there's not enough housing stock. And if that's the case, then we'd see housing builds soaring. That's not the problem. It seems to be people are afraid to spend, probably because uncertainty about really a lot of things. Or it could be that they're worried about their jobs and we just haven't seen big layoffs. We have seen some, you know, but there's also been a gradual hiring and stuff, too. I think that the uncertainty that hangs over people right now is really dragging on the economy. People don't want to make big purchases because they are really afraid. They're afraid not only of the election, but also for things like their jobs. Will they be replaced by robots? I mean, you and I might not worry about that unless maybe Al rolls out like the Corey 5000 or something. But, I mean, this is a thing that, say, people who drive trucks for a living are worried about. Will they lose their jobs to a robot? Because that stuff is coming. And so I think there's real uncertainty hanging over the market, over the real economy, and that's really a big drag on the whole thing.
Well, Sean, you got me worried now. This Corey 5000 sounds like quite the robot. I'm going to need to have a little chit-chat with Al before this is all said and done. But, Sean, just to your point, with consumers not spending as much, we talk about the corporate spending. That is completely in the dumps. We haven't seen good corporate spending for a while, but at least the consumers are still spending a little bit. They're not spending on big-ticket items, but they are providing some support to the final numbers. And if that all changes and the consumer even further leaves the market and businesses continue to not spend, then I don't know where the economy would turn for any sort of growth. Sean, always a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Okay, here to wrap up the show. We're at the end of the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Going to chat about gold. We have Peter Hug with us right now. Peter is a director of global trading for Kitco, a very, very knowledgeable guy. Peter, there's a bit of a tug of war going on, in my opinion, in the gold market right now. Some of the pundits, as we were chatting off mic, are saying right now that, you know, what's going on right now with gold being up around, as we're recording, 13.5, 1340, thereabouts, that's just a blip. It's going to go back down. It's going to go back down. Because the interest rates ultimately in the United States have to go up. Well, duh, of course they do. But I have to tell you, I am firmly convinced that those folks who have positions of gold right now are not going to let them go. Too many frightening, tenuous situations going on in the world right now. And I think at this moment in time, the insurance factor that gold offers to purchasers and owners is going to take over, for the most part, any chance of a major drop in the price of gold. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I've been very constructive gold, Al, since actually December of 2012 when the Fed raised rates. I think I actually, the last time we spoke, made a comment way back then that the day the Fed raises rates, I'd be buying gold. And, you know, I'm still very constructive this market. I think the risks to the financial markets have grown exponentially over the past 2 or 3 months. The Bank of Japan has lost total control. They are fighting desperately to inflate their economies. Negative rates haven't worked. Now they pegged the 10-year bond at zero to try to give the corporations a bit more latitude in their lending, all in an effort to increase inflation. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. The European side, the ECB, I would expect Draghi to increase stimulus at the next meeting. And, yeah, I mean, you can make the argument that somewhere down the road the Fed will raise rates, but it's somewhere down the road. I don't anticipate they'll raise rates for the balance of this year. And I think the next move on the Fed might just as easily be an easing in their policy decisions, because I just think the financial structure of the world is in very, very perilous straits right now.
Peter, when I look at the moves in gold price, I like to focus on what big funds are doing and the flows into or out of ETFs. And I think that is what has driven the gold price so far this year is big investment houses moving into gold through some of these ETF vehicles. Now, these aren't necessarily your typical gold bugs that want to buy the physical and store it under their bed. These are investment firms understanding that either gold got way too cheap or they didn't have the exposure to gold that they should have in their portfolios, or a combination of all of this. And that helps, I think, sustainably drive the gold price higher. Through your research, where do you see these investors, these larger money managers, and these funds, where do you see them in relation to their positions in gold?
Well, I still think the ETF holdings are at relatively high levels. I suspect that, and unfortunately, the big fund managers, the money there tends to be somewhat fickle, so that, you know, they will move around fairly quickly if they feel that the winds are shifting. But I think if you look at the equity markets, I find absolutely no justification for the equity markets to be at highs other than easy money. And they're certainly not justified by corporate earnings and certainly not justified by growth. I mean, you have GDP growth in the U.S. sub 2%. So I think the equity markets are well ahead of themselves, and there's potentially a serious issue coming along with the values in the equity markets. On that basis, I think some of the larger fund managers, just from a prudence perspective, have diversified some of their capital into hard assets, specifically gold. And I see that continuing, if not accelerating down the road.
I agree 100% with that. But I have to tell you, I feel a bit like a fish out of water discussing gold because, you know, all you hear about today are the derivatives markets, the paper markets, et cetera, et cetera. I have been involved as a gold purchaser for an awfully long time. I mean, I'm going back to probably the early 70s, even farther back than that. And I buy gold. We hold gold along with silver for one simple reason, and that reason is called security. Capital S. I'm telling you, I think that the main reason that anybody should hold gold, unless they are a very sophisticated trader, really needs to buy it simply as a backup. That's what gold has been for 5,000 years. That's what gold continues to be to me today. Any comments on that, Peter?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think one of the points of the argument that have been missed over the years, and Al, I've been in this business since 1974, and you know the verbiage or the parroting of pundits that say you should hold 5 or 10% of your assets in gold is a totally logical assumption and a totally logical practice. The problem I have with just making that statement and not following up is as follows. If you get into the gold market, whether it's at $1,300 or $1,900 or $1,000 an ounce, and whatever position you get in at or what price you get in at, if that's 10% of your portfolio, you cannot just ignore it. What you need to do is, whether it's every 6 months or every year, you need to recalibrate your portfolio. And, you know, if you find that if you had bought gold, for example, in 2008 at $800 and today it's at $1,900 as it was in 2011, that your portion of your gold portfolio is not now 10%, but it's 22%.
Right.
You then need to sell 12%. Vice versa, had you gotten in at 2011 at 1900 and then gold was at $1,000 in December of 2012 and your holdings in gold were now no longer 10%, but they were 4%, you need to buy 6%. When you do that, you tend to accumulate gold on drops and tend to sell gold into strength at the same time maintaining your insurance hedge of 10%. So I think it's important to recalibrate. Most people just buy gold. For example, somebody that bought gold in 2011 at $1,900 is not a happy person right now. They think it's a bad investment. But had they recalibrated, they probably would have averaged down at $1,000 and they'd be holding gold close to market.
That's a very good point, Peter, and something that I think all investors do need to consider, and that is how often they reanalyze their portfolios and recalibrate. Let's take a look at the charts, though, for gold, because as much as gold has moved positively after the Fed and Bank of Japan announcements, there's still some technical levels out there that I've talked about on a regular basis. Let's hear what some of your technicals are looking at in the gold space.
My levels, I mean, when the Fed came out on Wednesday and announced they weren't going to raise rates, the comment that I came out with after the Fed announcement and Yellen's blabbering on TV was basically that I thought the gold market was constructive and was going higher, but there was some work that needed to be done. From a technical level, on the resistance side, I think there is some minor work that needs to be done getting through 1355. My next level would be 1365. My key level is 1376, which was the double top that we've experienced this year on the upside. I think we cleared 1376. I think 1425 is a given.
You know, I think that's probably a really good point. I'm unfortunately not a technical guy. When it comes to the KE report team, very definitely Corey has become the resident expert technical individual. Let's get just kind of a generic comment from you, Peter, here to wrap this up. You were sitting here with gold at, let's say, 1340 and change right now. Let's get the election behind us. Let's get a lot of the brouhahas behind us. We're sitting at the age of time of 2017. What are we looking at in your opinion?
2017, I think gold takes out 1420. I'm not one of these guys that's going to come out and say gold's going to $5,000 an ounce. I haven't done that in the 40 years I've been in the business, so I don't want to start that now. If we can get through 1425, which I think we will get through in 2017, if not before, to me, if we get through 1425, I think the high of 2011 is definitely in play. Over and above that, yeah, it could go to 2,200, 2,400. It could go to 3,000. But again, I'm not one of the sort of pundits out there that is calling literally for the end of the world tomorrow and that gold's going to be at $10,000 or $20,000 an ounce. To me, the market has to prove itself every day. And if we can get through 1425, I see a lot of air between there and 1,600. But it's got to break through some levels before we get there. And until it can prove itself, I'm going to be very careful because I look at this market as a trader.
All right, Peter, we appreciate the update on the gold sector through your eyes, and I completely agree for all those investors in gold out there. You do need to continue to reanalyze and recalibrate your portfolios. Hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. Tune in on a daily basis to the KEReport.com for market commentary.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.